This is Reverend Bookburn, and when I'm not counseling Senator David Diaperman Vitter or Pastor Ted Methman Hager, I'm broadcasting at VoltaRadio.com, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at VoltaRadio.com.
We'll be beginning in about a minute or a couple minutes. Where's the fucking... No, click new. That's better. Okay, what's on? Okay. Now we'll start with the CD. And then the intro. All right. Ready when you are. Turn off that other thing. Okay. Are we ready? The big penile microphone is working. And the weapon of ass destruction microphone is working. And the John Holmes porn star microphone is working. So, we are ready at any time. I'm ready now. Tell me when. Good. Silly bong heads. Yes, now. Okay, I'm starting. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. And tonight we have a very special theme, which is nuclear madness. And we're going to play some tracks from the Muse concert, Musicians United for Safe Energy, when they did their No Nukes concert in 1979, plus other songs about nukes and other songs that we just feel like playing, and plus plenty of news and the usual stuff. So let us get started with a track from the No Nukes double CD. This is by Gil Scott-Heron and is entitled, this is about an almost nuclear accident from 1966, entitled We Almost Lost Detroit.
Time. It didn't fire Generations are vested and storm up the utility to be denied the rates adjustment. But now they're all after plutonium. They think it's such a good investment because
this is Deborah
and Keith
from the band Davey, and you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
Thank you. 46 pounds of plutonium. It only took a few specs to give Karen Silkwood those zits. 46 pounds of plutonium. If that one had blown up, there'd be enough radiation in the air to cause cancer in as many as 5 billion people. How reckless can you get? Up, up, and away. We'll just launch Star Wars the easy way. Into the great beyond and just don't tell anybody. You put it there. After all, in America, when people don't know what hurts them, they don't care. Just blame the mysterious fallout cancer epidemic on Gaddafi. And think of all the money people we know and love would make selling how to cope with cancer kits to Rolling Stone readers and yuppies. That's why I'm glad the space shuttle blew up. Because if that next one had gone up, it might have blown up and melted all of us, too.
Calling through the Burton, Ernie. And it's so good to be here tonight with Reverend Bookburn and Pastor Wehrmaster and John Necraptist and some of the people from the previous Volta radio show. And it's fun to do the Nuclear Madness show and return to the Bookburners. It's such a beautiful feeling. And now we're going to play a very beautiful song. This is Halliburton Ernie introducing a song by The Crucifix entitled Hinckley Had a Vision.
Crucifix did Hinkley Had a Vision. The Clash did London Calling. Jello Biafra did Why I'm Glad the Space Shuttle Blew Up from his first spoken word CD entitled No More Cocoons. From the No Nukes soundtrack, you heard the opening tunes. All of the No Nukes cast from the Muse concerts doing the song Power. Deborah and Keith from the band Davy did the Volta radio station ID and the Reverend is In promo. From No Nukes, John Hall did Plutonium Is Forever. And started off with Gil Scott-Heron doing We Almost Lost Detroit. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. Tonight the theme is Nuclear Madness. And we're not on again until April 24th. We're off April 17th, which actually is my birthday. And, but I was going to do it. No, I was. I was going to do the birthday show on the birthday, but that cannot be. So, we're doing it a week later, and I think it's also Easter, a good night to get nailed. And, yeah, we're not going to do the Easter, what some people will do to get nailed show. Although, we'll play some of the songs that we would have had lined up for that. It's the birthday supersedes the getting nailed holiday. And so we will be back on the last Sunday of April, April 24th, for the Reverend Bookburn birthday show. And speaking of birthdays, let's see, we're going to do two that we have that are close to the show. No, one is on the night of the show. Tonight is the birthday of Lord Jesus. And he hasn't been on the show for a while. He's been on about, what, four or five times? But and some of them are in the archives and can be heard again. And he always comes up with the fucking music and movies that are must-see and nobody ever heard of before. So if you're wondering who turned the Reverend on to the Mr. Freedom movie and some of the stranger songs that come along on the show for the last 10 years, Lord Jesus gets the credit or blame depending on your perspective. Happy birthday, Lord Jesus. Long time book burner, even longer time friend, and just incredible person. And April 9th is the birthday of book burner and friend Paul Krasner. And for his birthday, we've been plugging his book for the last couple of weeks. It's a reissue and re-edited and uncensored version of his autobiography from the 90s, Confessions of a Raving Unconfined Nut, which was the words the FBI used in a poison pen letter sent to Life magazine after they did a somewhat favorable article about him. And that's, again, uncensored, unedited, reissued, plus some new stuff. And it's like all of his books. It's fucking great. And so happy birthday, Paul Krasner. And let's see. We have deaths. Let's see. On that same day is the anniversary of the death of Phil Oakes, who took his own life. And we've been playing more Phil Oakes lately. And but want to acknowledge him. One of the greats. Dylan was a Phil Oakes impersonator, not the other way around, like Rolling Stone or whoever would say. Phil Oakes was the real thing and went through a lot of depression and alcohol abuse in the 70s, to his demise. It's also the death of Abbie Hoffman between the show and the next one. That was April 12th. Also took his life. Struggled with what's believed to be bipolar disorder towards the end of his life. But awesome person. His books are incredible, especially Woodstock Nation and the introduction to Steal This Book. And just great person, great activist, great counterculture freak, great author, great person. And let's see. Tomorrow is the anniversary of the murder of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. by some racist teabagger idiot. And he was in Memphis trying to organize sanitation workers into a union. And of course he would probably be horrified at the T-Psycho candidates or public officials, now elected public officials, who are not only stripping away labor rights. And fortunately, there was a great resistance rising up, trying to take away labor rights, collective bargaining, and also pushing the buttons of the lowest elements of this region. Pushing the racism buttons and other hysteria buttons, and of course wanting to represent only the wealthiest and cut and slash all essential and survival programs. So anyway, we honor and respect the departed that we just named. And recently, one of the attorneys in the Chicago 8 trial, incredible person. He was the other lawyer besides William Kunstler, who was defending Abbie Hoffman, Jerry Rubin, Black Panther co-founder Bobby Seale, and the other Chicago defendants. The subject of Graham Nash's Chicago song, umpteen books, the Chicago 10 DVD, and so much more. Leonard Wineglass passed away, I guess, about a week ago, but definitely since the last show. And he was 77, and I believe it was cancer. I shouldn't say that until I'm sure, but yeah, we got an email, and it's been on like some of the Facebook friends sites. Farewell with respect and highest honor to Leonard Wineglass. And speaking of the last show, Bill Baird says thank you to the book burners and to us for doing the Right to Privacy Day show, which was the last show and is available for free, of course, in the archives, which is Radio 4 All, radio4all.net. And if you can't find it, just type in Reverend Bookburn. And that is, of course, thanks to our great friend, co-producer from afar, archivist, engineer, supplier of material, and so much more, Pastor Rex Cat. Right. Any other? I know the weird days are coming up. April 19th is, of course, Psycho Day. It's the Waco anniversary. It's domestic terrorist and godfather of the teabaggers, Timothy McVeigh's Oklahoma City bombing anniversary, Columbine. And so, yeah, watch out for them on April 19th. And the day after that, of course, is 420. And may we all celebrate that and remember those who are incarcerated in an unjust and pathetically sick and costly failure called the War on Weed. And coming up is Earth Day. And like we enjoy reminding people every year, it had nothing to do with Ira Einhorn. That is a fantasy of people who are as stupid as Glenn Beck, who tie this fringe guy and declare him to be a leader of Earth Day, and even worse, the countercultures and movements of the 1960s. All right, enough about all that shit. And hello and greetings to the previous show. And they're very nice. I like hanging out with them. And one person did something funny that I thought was worth sharing, which was after some serious ranting and serious anger releasing and tirades on the air. It was their first night, the night we did the Right to Privacy Day show. And then was introduced to me just like a minute before going on the air, and heard my name, Reverend Bookburn, and apologized. And this happened also when Reverend Bookburn did stand up, and somebody apologizing for cuss words and behavior. So we fixed that and straightened that out, and we're all good. So, but that was funny. It was like, oh man, I'm sorry. Okay. Let's see. There was a lot of shit I wanted to talk about tonight, besides Leonard Wineglass and the psycho Republican budget cuts. And not that I'm a Democrat. I will say it again, as I've said it for 10 years. I am not a fucking Democrat. I consider them Republican light. But the current wave of Republicans are so extreme, are such psychos, cutting programs for developmentally disabled, for the homeless, for the mentally ill, for seniors, for children, for schools, for fucking everything, and of course for the neediest, that want to advocate fighting back and supporting a lot of the links that we've plugged today at ReverendBookburn.com, which is always updated and automatically redirects to wherever the fuck it is now. I forget why we had to do that, but we did. And I'll get to that later if we have time and I don't get too talked out. Tonight the theme is nuclear madness. And it seems that despite how obvious to any rational person it may be, that every one of these fucking plants needs to be shut down. The bullshit from the nuclear industry, from the far right wing, the corporate cheerleaders, and the people who advocate deregulation, no matter how much destruction to the environment, to life itself, and to the environment, to the economy, it may be they're going to advocate deregulation for the worst polluters, the worst people who fuck over the rest of the nation, and of course the people who are willing to risk total destruction in numerous ways, including expanding the nuclear program. This upswing started, like all things that are fucked up, during the Bush regime, when Dick Liz Cheney announced at one point that there was a need to resume the nuclear plant, the nuclear industry and expansion, and to act like Detroit, Three Mile Island, and Chernobyl never happened. Oh, and so many others that you didn't hear about there were smaller scale leaks and accidents. And so the permits were requested and plans were made. And, of course, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, NRC, is like a rubber stamp for nuclear power, for new nuclear power plants. And something worth pointing out, when they issue these permits, which is rather easy and low on the demands and pretty low on the safety requirements, and something not factored in it is they're not factoring in the possibility of natural disasters. They're not factoring in hurricanes. They're not factoring in tidal waves, earthquake fault lines, like the San Andreas fault line in California. Fucking Westinghouse built one on an earthquake fault line in the Philippines that's also a higher than usual risk location for tidal waves and is in the site of an active fucking volcano. It is now proven, no limit to the insanity of these people. Their greed and their ambition to build, to expand, and to lie about the dangers therein, no bounds. There is no limit to how far they will go. And the NRC rubber stamps permits, and they do not factor in natural disasters. And even if there was better regulation and oversight, even if they were moderately safe, they are now cutting the budgets, not just of everything else, but of nuclear safety commissions, whatever they are. And that started with Uber Psycho and son of another psycho, Rand Paul, who cut the Nuclear Safety Agency from his draconian budget. So the NRC is not reliable in their permit granting or safety assessments, which are a load of shit. The nuclear industry itself knows no bounds for risking the entire nation, and the corporate media cannot be trusted for providing accurate information and describing the magnitude of how dangerous these plants are, how common mistakes and leaks and dangers to the public have occurred. And as always, the commentators from the teabagger groups and the psychos in Congress, you are going to get, not only are you not going to get essential information and accurate information, but you're going to get total bullshit. And with the disaster, the absolute disaster in Japan, you would think, you might think, that the world would wake up. Despite ideologies, despite philosophies, despite anything, and say, whoa, fucking whoa, this cannot continue for another day. However, in contrast to that, you have the total nutjobs like Ann Coulter saying radiation is good for you. Rush Limbdick says things like reports of dangers of nuclear power plants are greatly exaggerated. And, of course, you have the total bullshit artists from the Paul family saying that there needs to be less regulations and less oversight. And, of course, the corporate media represent these people in the same manner that they have the anti-health care and the racists and the total nutjobs who are prominently featured in one's living room on a daily basis, and not just from the bogus Fox News network. So when that started happening in response to the nuclear accident in Japan, it was decided almost immediately, we need to do a nuclear-themed show. And we're going to get back to the music in a minute or two, but we're doing the show because we want to say what a lot of people are thinking deep down, but may not have the deconditioning to say, well, yes, I guess all that I have heard and read is in the corporate media is total bullshit. And it sounds like these things just might be a bit dangerous. And we're going to get into that when we come back. Some great resources are the website to Union of Concerned Scientists, who have been covering the subject for decades, since Three Mile Island. Our own Pennsylvania nuclear accident, thanks in 1979, thanks to the good old nuclear industry. And in addition to the Union of Concerned Scientists, there is Dr. Michio Kaku, who has been prominent for about 30 years, exposing the realities of the nuclear industry. Lots of writings by Harvey Wasserman. And, yes, good old Ralph Nader has had plenty to say that has been right on and accurate. Whatever you think of him or the Greens, put that aside. The man is highly informed, is totally right on regarding corporate power and the nuclear industry. And we're going to get into this more when we come back, getting talked out, and want to get into the second set of music, the Cramps in the background after coming through. But now we're going to play a track by George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Stars entitled U.S. Custom Coast Guard Dope Dog.
Doing the doggy style. U.S. Custom Coast Guard Dope Dog, nickname Buster. Like most dope sniffing dogs, he's got a habit, trained to have the habit. Pick up the tracks of the clavicle, track him like a rabbit up the coastline. Canine, control substance retriever, receiver of the golden nose award for leading through the cash, cashing in on the stash. Now he's in line for his issue of the booty. Never do he do a line in the line of duty. He's a dope dog. U.S. Custom Coast Guard dope dog. Keen sense of smell, tracking the telltale trails of cartel dope boats. Big dope, never a gram or OZ, kilo, too low key. Gotta be tons of P-Blow, bells of Lumbo, one other dog sniffing one another's tail. He can track the profits from a dope sale straight to the stink account. Big banks, banking on line the dirty money, not stinking. He follow his nose, and as the wind blows, he get a whiff, he take a sniff.
A dope dog.
Old Mac Uncle had some drugs.
C-I-A-I-O. And with those drugs he bought some arms. C-I-A-I-O. It was a bang bang here and a snort snort there. Here bang there snort bang and snorts everywhere. O-Mac Uncle starts a war. C-I-A-I-O. But the war on drugs is hell on a dope dog nose. It smells where the nose goes. When the dough's closed and the dealer wanna hide the dope. In the booty, in the twat, then it's gotta make the dog sniff the bowel. Foul as they fart in his face. Damn, for a shitty half gram. U.S. Custom Coast Guard dope dog. Nicknamed Bustum. Like most dope sniffing dogs, he's got a habit. Trained to have the habit. Pick up the tracks of the traffickers, track them like a rabbit up the crossland. Canine control substance retriever, receiver of the Golden Nose Award.
Out of the toxic waste comes a fox that wastes no time. A genetically improved smell capability. The long and wagging tales of the possibility of clone canine. Conceived under the influence of toxic waste, the doctors, computer bugs, debugging devices, and vice versa, and various viruses. Quarantine retirement, no mention, no requirement, nowhere in his pension for the upkeep, the keeping up of the habit. The system have a habit of making sure you get a habit that can't be kept up with unless you're a dope dog.
A dope dog, an undercover knock with a bark. He took a bite out of crime, posing as a CNI dog. He bit the blind, the man with the cane made a coat. Sure the dope boat float, the media goes comatose. Unrelated over-the-counter overdose, now become drug-related. Aided and abetted by a lot of apprehension and indifference. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. Take your medicine, cause you're gonna be ill. When I tell you the deal on dope, there's more profit in pretending that we're stopping it than selling it. Selling out we're in for the shock of a lifetime. Stopping we might find faces in prime time. Faces of yours and mine. Over the counter, under the counter. On the counter, the drugs is not the drugs. To drag it through the mud. It's the money, it ain't funny.
Oh, my uncle has a bank. Drugs are sure to flow. C-I-C-I-A-D-E-A-I-O.
U.S. Custom Coast Guard dope dog. Nicknamed Bustin' like most dope sniffing dog. Gotta have it, trained to have the habit. Pick up the track of the traffickers, track them like a rabbit up the coastline. Canine, control substance retriever, receiver of the Golden Nose Award. For leaning to the cash, cashing in on the stash. Now he's in line for his hit of the booty. Never do a line in the line of duty. He's a dope dog. He can smell the cargo on the boats and planes and trains and things. He can smell the cargo on boats and planes and trains and things.
Drinks.
Well, I said, come on now, cocksucking Sammy, get your motherfucking mammy. We're going downtown to the cocksucker's ball. Fuck, suck, and fight. Till the beginning of the broad daylight. We don't need no goddamn taxi fare. We're gonna trim them hoes in a rocking chair. Take off all their rags. We're gonna play a little game called tag. Tomorrow night at the Rotten Cocksucker's Ball. Come on, you poor ass singers and your big dick slingers. We're going downtown to the Cocksucker's Ball. Fuck, suck, and fight. Till the beginning of the broad daylight. We don't need no goddamn taxi fare. We're gonna trim them hoes in a rocking chair. Take off all their rags. We're gonna play a little game called tag. Tomorrow night at the Rotten Cocksucker's Ball. Cha-cha-cha-cha.
At the Rotten
Cocksucker's.
Suckers.
Rotten Cocksucker's Ball.
invitation to ride shotgun in a parade tomorrow, and I declined for you.
You're a good girl.
You know where the parade was? It's out there in the Shoppers Park, and then Santa and his two little elves, Jingle and Jangle,
pieces of clay to play. Silver-lined warriors fighting battles won. Christopher Columbus, find your setting sun. By the way, your directions are wrong, and the words are too long. Tomorrow's just another song to play with. Take it, David! Piece of clay to play. Bubble bubble radar in your parking lot. Stumbling over backwards with the things you've got. Better pay, the price is so high. Stone fast gets the sky. I don't give you no lies to play.
Screaming pyrotechnically. Walk away, you're like who you don't live. And your mind you must give to the people.
Here you are, underwear, Barbie dolls, war toys, underarm deodorants, hairspray, plastic artificial flowers, bubble bath powder.
This is Dr. Greed. Identifying with my fellow teabaggers at our outrage at all this anti-nuclear nonsense and condoning what these liberal mouthpieces have been saying about the nuclear industry and everything else. And now, this horrible, horrible New Jersey person who has been publicly about the voice of the people and one of the participants of the anti-nuclear concerts in 79 is going to be presented on this show. It is my agony to introduce from the No Nuke CD Bruce Springsteen with Jackson Brown.
Thank you.
revving a CD screw up. I still want to play this next track. Open, you fuck. Okay, much better. Okay, go. Zen Arcade album, originally a double album, but on one CD. It's entitled Do Hooskers, the Twin Cities Replay Zen Arcade, and that was Super Bowl 63 doing their version of Indecision Time. Before that, Hoosker Do did Indecision Time from there's an arcade CD, and thank you again. From No Nukes, you heard Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band doing The Devil with the Blue Dress medley. Before that, also from No Nukes, Jackson Browne and Bruce Springsteen doing Stay. Country Joe and the Fish did Bright Suburban Mr. and Mrs. Clean Machine. From the Asylum Street Spankers, yes, they are splitting up. Yes, they are on a farewell tour. One of them, Ramo, is going to tour on his own, if you like him. But we heard from the Asylum Street Spankers. They did Rotten Cocksucker's Ball and If You Want Me to Love You. and started off with George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Stars doing U.S. Custom Coast Guard Dope Dog. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Nuclear Madness. And I forgot to mention that after the Reverend Bookburn birthday show on April 24th, we will uphold a sacred annual holiday tradition yet again. And thanks to the Dark Lady and Laura Riskell and others who turned me on to this, May is National Masturbation Month, and we will celebrate accordingly and do masturbation-themed shows, which will be lots of fun. And, of course, turn your friends on to that. But more on that later. Tonight the theme is nuclear madness, and this was brought about by the bullshit and the corporate media after the recent tsunami and subsequent nuclear accident in Japan. And it was even worse than the bullshit and lies and cover-ups after the Three Mile Island nuclear accident in 1979. And so we want to say what needs to be said, even if it's obvious or sounds obvious. Radiation is no joke. It lasts. It lasts for multiple lifetimes. And there's entire areas that are unsafe for habitation, including a large square area in Nevada from when they did the nuclear bomb tests. There are still buried nuclear waste in Washington State and elsewhere that are poorly buried, and some stuff that cannot be safely buried. And the push now is for further deregulation, less oversight, and there is a continuation of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission's patterns of not factoring in disasters and rubber stamping approvals. And yes, they act like there's no such thing as a hurricane or a tidal wave. And the accident in Japan is a lesson in many ways, because they're not as half-ass as corporate America. If any nuke was going to be close to resembling being reasonably safe, it would be in Japan. It wouldn't be like the ones these assholes build in Salem, New Jersey, Indian Point, New York, or California. It would be built with the intention of remaining as safe as possible. But of course, they really aren't safe, even in better and saner conditions. And now we're hearing less and less about the Japanese accident, but there is radiation leaking, there is contaminated water, they're finding more and more poisonous crops, and they're saying that some of the cleanup crew are going to die within weeks. And that is reality. That is reality of the nuclear industry. It is something that needs to be closed, needs to be shut down. More lies and bullshit are that alternative energy could not meet the energy needs and demands. That is bullshit. Again, we want to defer to Harvey Wasserman, Ralph Nader, the Union of Concerned Scientists, Physicians for Social Responsibility. And for starters, it should go around all over cyberspace, all over viral communication, that the films made in those days after Three Mile Island need to be revisited. One is The China Syndrome with Jane Fonda, Michael Douglas, Jack Lemmon, and I forget who else. The guy from those Medicare commercials, and Silkwood. Meryl Streep plays Karen Silkwood, who died. Karen Silkwood died trying to expose nuclear dangers after working at a nuclear plant, and it was obvious she was murdered. Her car in a highly suspicious accident, and all documents that were in her car missing. The Silkwood movie, Meryl Streep plays Silkwood, Cher co-stars, and Kurt Russell, and the movie's called Silkwood, and that needs to be seen. And while you're at it, find a copy of the No Nukes CDs, and it's also on film, and I hope it's on DVD. It was released on VHS way back when, but the bullshit needs to be countered. The teabaggers and the other psycho idiots that will defend corporate America no matter how destructive and dangerous it gets, and already has been, must not be the final word. There must be rebuttals, and if that's too much for some people, then just write, effectively write, bullshit, or what a liar, what a nut, which of course is all reasonable responses, and at the very least spread information. And ditto these fucking budgets, to get off topic a minute, but as you know, the Reverend changes hats and functions as a mild-mannered social worker and is just amazed. It's unprecedented. Even the total nutjob Reagan did not cut and slash this badly. He got the ball rolling and the ideology in place, but he laid the groundwork, but it wasn't this bad. Then an equally psycho public official, Newt Gingrich, in the 90s, when his wave of psycho Republican congresspeople took over, were more extreme in the cuts but didn't get away with it. The current teabagger Republican congresspeople, who are the majority of the perpetrators of these incredible acts, are totally fucking up the infrastructure and survival of so many people. They want to cut unemployment, they want to cut Social Security, programs for the developmentally disabled and mentally challenged, food stamp programs, and irony of ironies, for people who are so obsessed with the fucking fetus, aid to women and children. They need to be stopped. They need to be spoken up against. They need to be fought against. And the spineless, gutless jellyfish, and I apologize to real jellyfish, but the spineless, gutless, ballless, eggless jellyfish called Democrats need pressure to fight and resist and say, well, okay, we'll compromise and cut taxes for the rich and extend the Bush corporate tax cuts. Now will you love us? And say no to that shit and keep the pressure and the voices up. They did it in countries where it's a lot harder to do it. They did it in Egypt and countless other countries. So it can be done here. And it has begun. Wisconsin was a starting shot when they decided to be union busters and anti-workers' rights. They're even attacking the laws that protect children, the child labor laws. It's serious. There's no limit to what they will do. You don't want to react after the fact, which is much harder. You want to prevent it from happening in the first place. They're counting on people to stay asleep the way they were in 2010 and going for the jugular. They're attacking choice with insane anti-choice legislation. They're attacking survival, cuts to essential programs. And when I say cuts, I don't mean a cut. More like closer to elimination of programs, as well as, of course, elimination of jobs and the infrastructure of the nation, so they could be butt boys and girls for the Koch brothers and other people in the top 1%. All right, getting talked out. Let's see, how much time do we have? Let's play the third set of music. This is another early birthday present, and I'm dying to play this. From the early 70s, a band called Captain Beyond included members, now I'm not even going to remember, these goofs in here are a band influence, and now my mind is not functioning. But at least one of the ex-bands was Iron Butterfly, but they came from different bands from like the early 70s and late 60s and formed Captain Beyond. And this is a track by them entitled Raging River of Fear.
Silence. kiss away, kiss away, kiss away.
Like my be for it, and hopefully I won't get the straw stuck in my nose again. This is why my brother Jeff and Neil both left. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Hi, y'all. This is Dr. Love Holmes, and I want to talk about our Satan teabagging party. People, these tea parties were not I hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own teabagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts, bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our teabags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting teabagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the teabagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal death before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
It's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have runners-up as well. The first runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Kevin Brown. Kevin Brown is the father of a youth pop group called the Five Browns, who has been caught impersonating priest behaviors by being a perpetrator of child sexual abuse. So he gets the priest award, and he is runner-up to Asshole of the Week. The second runner-up to Asshole of the Week is... he's probably like a fart. Whatever. Is... John Kasich. John Kasich is the governor of Ohio who seeks to emulate Koch brothers stooge Scott Walker, the governor of Wisconsin, by passing strong anti-labor, anti-working person, anti-non-working person, anti-union, anti-collective bargaining legislation that is, of course, extreme, arguably even more extreme than the insane Wisconsin law that is held up in the courts. John Kasich, runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And the third runner-up to Asshole of the Week is the members of Congress who, in their zeal to be corporate hoes, and we mean no disrespect to real hoes, and apologize for the degrading comparison, but to be hoes for corporate America, are pushing against the protective child labor laws. They are the third runners-up to Asshole of the Week. And that means that we... we need quite sounds for Asshole of the Week. Starting with Cheech from Cheech and Chong. happening on the weekends. And that means that we need a recipient who could even outshine the runners-up. Tonight, April 3rd, 2011, Lord Jesus' birthday, at votaradio.com, reverendbookburn.com, and radioforall.net. Tonight, asshole of the week is the entirety of the nuclear industry for its reckless disregard to lives worldwide, to unthinkable numbers of citizens, and to permanent and beyond measure of time destruction to our planet that is irreversible. For the sake of getting nuclear subsidies that need to stop, and pure greed and profit, the nuclear industry, you are assholes of the week. Alright, now, no more fart sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare, the 2009 version. Before that, you heard the Dickies doing Knights in White Satin, Gigantor, and Eve of Destruction. Before that, Reverend Bookburn's animation theme. Sisters of Mercy did Give Me Shelter. Frank Zappa did Catholic Girls. Wishbone Ash did Blind Eye. And started off with Captain Beyond doing Raging River of Fear. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been nuclear madness. And of course, please check out the links and share some of them that were posted on the newly and always updated ReverendBookburn.com site. And counter the comments from the T-Psychos and other stooges of corporate America and the nuclear industry. And remember that people are being bombarded with total bullshit, whether it's Fox, quote, news, unquote, or pretty much the entirety of the corporate media, even after the horrifying accident that is ongoing and not even over yet in Japan. And positive thoughts to the people in Japan, those who lost others, those who have been lost, and those who are in serious peril and jeopardy. And we have a friend currently living there, and so we're freaking out. And encouraging a one-way ticket out of there. Let's see, we are off the air next Sunday night, and in 2 weeks, on my birthday, we're off because there just isn't time. And so the following Sunday, 3 weeks from tonight, April 24th, we're doing Reverend Bookburn's birthday show. And to please the hardcore bookburners, we're going to play some of the songs that were highlights of the shows we do for another sacred annual holiday tradition, Easter, what some people will do to get nailed, and even some new ones, plus new music, goodies, hotness, and lots of entertainment and stimulation for the mind. Thanks to Pastor Rex Cat for putting the show on Radio for All, which means it's available permanently for free, and that's at Radio for All, Radio Numeral 4All.net. This one should be up there at about a week or less. And you can always see the shows that are up, that are uploaded in the archives on a link at reverendbookburn.com that says Many Reverend Bookburn Shows 2006 to 2011. And check out reverendbookburn.com, of course, on YouTube, youtube.com/revbookburn, on MySpace, myspace.com/reverendbookburn, on Facebook, where the Facebook police will not allow Rev or Reverend to be a first name. You know, how many dopey names, but anyway, that's not permitted. So on Facebook, it is The Rev, like one word, The Rev Bookburn, and at The Rev Bookburn Facebook site, there is a link at the, on the info tab that says pages, the Reverend Bookburn fan site. Write to me, Rev Bookburn, at sjcdc.org. And come back in 3 weeks for the birthday show. Happy birthday, Lord Jesus. And let's see, we're going to have to play a parting tune. It was hard to pick because there were actually three or four nominations for the closing tune of Nuclear Madness. And then I thought, with all the change in so many nations going on and resistance, most of Europe resisting austerity and insane budget cuts and further tax cuts for the rich, I thought with all the resistance and the resistance in Wisconsin, Ohio, Michigan, and so many other places, let's play Dropkick Murphys doing We Got the Power. Good night.
We got the power, let's do it tonight. The power tonight. We got a cause and we know when it's right. people! be a good friend of mine. I was a free man in Paris. I felt unfettered and alive. There was nobody calling me up for favors, and no one's future to decide. You know I go back there tomorrow, but for the work I've taken on, stoking the star maker machinery behind the popular song.
Tomorrow, and the future drops of God. Until the new world's born.
saw a man the other day. He touched my heart when I heard him say these words. About me, if anyone should ask, tell them I'm a no one wearing fortune's mask. They will not understand what I'm all about, but the blackness bestowed upon me. Within me, but my past is just my past. You will not understand what I'm all about, but the blackness bestowed upon me.